All right, rolling right up here. 16 March 2024, Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com. Want to advise you not to pray for Jerusalem. Do not pray for Jerusalem. Do not pray for that city in the Middle East called Jerusalem. Now, if you're like me, you've been involved in evangelical churches for, I don't know, any amount of time. Your pastor probably goes to Jerusalem. He probably gets a free trip paid for by the Jews. He probably takes his congregation over there. Or you know of churches that do this and pastors that do this. You've probably been to a Christian, you know, rallies or conferences or perhaps in your own church. And they will pray for the peace of Jerusalem because Psalms 122, verse 6, says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem and may they prosper who love you. May they prosper who love you. And so over and over again, you'll see these churches and these pastors praying for the peace of Jerusalem, and you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, maybe in your own life, and you're praying for, you know, hoping that God prospers you because you love Jerusalem. And you go on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, and you tell the Jews they're God's chosen people. In the United States, they a Jew can do no wrong. And if they do, nobody identifies him as a Jew. And the people that are doing wrong, well, they're deep staters and they're Democrats and they're rhinos, but nobody will ever say they're Jew. But it's getting close. It's getting close. Heard another podcast the other day, and they all but said it. But they won't say it because it's forbidden. It's forbidden. It's forbidden to identify a failed foreign policy with the Jews. It's forbidden to say, hey, this whole Ukraine war thing, this war against Russia, was really about a bunch of people that have aught against Russia because Russia wants to be a Christian nation and Russia refuses to submit to the leadership and the rulership of the Jews. They all but said it. They didn't say it, but it was right around the raggedy edges, and it was kind of encouraging to hear this. I've heard other people, not just one person, a couple people. They'll all but say it. Now, I'm going to address this issue about praying for the dusty city in the Middle East. Imagine this. Imagine that you're an apostle of God. Imagine that God fills you with his Holy Spirit such that you actually write out the Holy Scriptures. Imagine your name is Paul or John or Peter. And you're literally writing out the Holy Scriptures. And over and over and over, you pray for peace. You pray for peace in these Scriptures. You pray for these peace in these Scriptures. It's funny if it wasn't so sad, but not one single time of all the time you pray for peace, do you pray for the dusty city. Not one single time. There is nobody praying for the peace of Jerusalem in the Scriptures we call the New Testament. Not once, not once, not once, not once. Not once in Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. Not once, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Not once is there a prayer for the peace of Jerusalem. Not a single time. Now, I imagine there's a lot of pastors and self-appointed important people in the church that if they had to write the Scriptures, they'd be doing what they do today. They bow down and grovel for a fraudulent people who call themselves Jews but are not, and they would be praying for Jerusalem and sending money for Jerusalem and putting pressure on their political leaders to support whatever the Jews want to do and whatever the Jews want to say and whatever they can do to help this country in the Middle East. Do you realize that there's not a single epistle to the church in Jerusalem? Imagine that. So Jesus Christ rises from the dead. Pentecost comes. He anoints his apostles to go out and preach the gospel. The Holy Spirit inspires him to write the epistles. Think about this. There's not one single epistle to the church in Jerusalem. There's not one single epistle to the church in Judea. There's not one single epistle, by the way, to the church in Africa. There's not one single epistle to the church in China. We're going to go through these. Every epistle every single one of these epistles is either written to an individual, Gaius, the beloved lady, Timothy, or it is written to a European church. When the Bible talks about Asia, it's not talking about China. When the Bible talks about Asia, it's talking about Greek and Roman colonies in areas that were inhabited by European peoples. Even the book of Galatians is written to people from Gaul. It's what's called Galatians. These people had migrated south from northern France and what we now call Belgium and settled in the land of Galatia. Romans chapter 1, verse 7. To all who are beloved of God in Rome. Wow. All who are beloved of God in Rome, which is part of Europe, called grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no prayer in the Bible, in the Greek scriptures, written to a church in Jerusalem. There is no prayer for peace in Jerusalem at all, ever, since Christ rose from the dead. Doesn't exist. Does not exist. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, to the church of God, which is in Corinth. Corinth is in Europe. Europe proper. Rome. Rome's in Europe proper. Grace to you and peace from God. Wow, we're praying for peace to European cities and the church in European cities. Not to some dusty city in the Middle East. Oh, here's a good one. 1 Corinthians 16, 22. If anyone does not love the Lord, he is to be accursed. Wow, you mean the Jews are accursed? Are you saying the Jews are accursed, Fritz? If anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, he is to be accursed. All right. I know I get excited about this stuff. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 2. To the church of God at Corinth, a European city, with all the saints who are throughout Achaia, Europe, grace to you and peace from God. Grace to you and peace. Grace and peace from God. There is no prayer in the New Testament for peace in Jerusalem. None. Zero. There's no prayer in the Bible since Christ rose from the dead for peace in that dusty Middle Eastern city. Zero. Galatians. Remember, the Galatians are Gauls. They're white Northern Europeans. France, Belgium. There's a whole letter to us. To the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace. By the way, all the scriptures written since Christ rose from the dead are written in a European language. Huh. Why are all these churches out there trying to learn Hebrew? Why are these churches out there blowing ram's horns? Why are these churches out there trying to have mimic some sort of ceremony done by in synagogues? Why are they doing that? Why do they pray for the peace in a dusty city in the Middle East when nobody in the Holy Scriptures does since Christ rose from the dead? Why are the Holy Scriptures written only in a European tongue? Why? Why are the Scriptures only written in a European tongue since the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead? Wouldn't it make more sense if God loves everybody? Let's make some Scriptures in Chinese. Make a few in Swahili. Make some in Arabic. Make some in, I don't know, whatever language. Let's be diverse and inclusive. Nope. Every single Scripture written since the resurrection is written in the Greek language, written in the European language. Every single one of them. That, not even in Aramaic. Not in Hebrew. Hebrew's gone. Those churches out there trying to learn Hebrew and teach Hebrew and think they're all sophisticated, they're going backwards. Paul spent his whole life fighting against the influence of Judaizers. So far, I'd say he's failed. If you look at the modern evangelical church today, they think they're sophisticated because they love the Jews. If anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, he's to be accursed. Why do you love the Jews? Why do you love the Jews? They don't love Jesus Christ. If they don't love Jesus Christ, they're to be accursed. Why do you love the Jews, evangelical? Galatians, to the churches of Galatia, grace and peace to you. We're praying for peace for the church of God in Christ. And all these churches are in Europe, every single one of them. Europe proper and the colonies of Europe, which are all what is now known as Western, it would be in Western Turkey. Ephesians 1, verses 1 and 2, to the saints who are in Ephesus, again, Europe, grace to you and peace. Philippians, to the saints of Christ who are in Philippi, grace to you and peace. There's not a single prayer in the New Testament to the dusty city in the Middle East. If you want to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, according to Psalms 122, verse 6, you need to be praying for the church of God in Christ. If you want to be real biblical, pray for those of us in European cities and European places. Hello, there ain't no prayer for the church in Christ in Egypt or in Jerusalem or in Africa or in Thailand or in China. I'm just saying. Now, do we have brothers in all those places? Of course we do. Yes, we do. We have brothers in China, Africa, Thailand. The brothers in Jesus Christ. Okay, the gospel goes to the whole world. Guess who takes the gospel to the whole world? Just pay attention now. Who takes the gospel to the whole world? It's the white European man that takes the gospel to the whole world. Who brought the gospel to the Western Hemisphere? It's the Portuguese, it's the Spanish, it's the French, and the English. Who brought the gospel to the Western Hemisphere? It's the white European peoples that did. Who brought the gospel of Jesus Christ to China? It was white Europeans and Englishmen. Who took it to Africa? It was the Englishmen and the white Europeans. Do you understand now why the Jew hates the white race? Do you understand now why the Jew hates the white race? Because think about it. We're the light bearers. We're the Christ bearers. We bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the rest of the world. So Satan's seed, Satan's children, the brood of vipers must destroy the white and Christian race. They must destroy the white and Christian race. Colossians. To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae, grace to you and peace. 1 Thessalonica, another European city, to the church of Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. There ain't no prayer for the dusty city in the Middle East. Zero. Zero. Don't ever pray for that dusty city in the Middle East. The apostles didn't. There's no record in the epistles or the gospels of praying for this dusty city in the Middle East. You pray for the church of God in the European cities. Hello. And wherever they may be, for that matter. 1 Timothy. I urge you to remain on in Ephesus, a European city. But 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. To Timothy, grace and peace. Okay, grace be with you. Okay, praying for Christians, individual Christians, grace and peace. Not to the dusty city in the Middle East. Titus, to Titus, grace and peace from God. I left you in Crete. Okay, again, he's not even, forget Jerusalem. Jerusalem's gone. It's all over. Bye-bye, bye-bye, sweet nighty nights. Cursed, destroyed by the hand of God. These people that call themselves Jews are nothing but frauds and identity thieves. Says Jesus Christ, Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9. Philemon, to Philemon, grace and peace to you. You got a Christian brother? Grace and peace to you. Don't pray for that dusty city in the Middle East. Hebrews, may the God of peace equip you for every good work. Those from Italy greet you. Those from Italy greet you. Interesting. Now, who's Hebrews written to? Therefore, holy brethren. So is in Jesus Christ. Now, why is it called Hebrew? Maybe it's written to with the Hebrews in mind. Do not equate a Jew with a Hebrew. Do not equate a Jew with the biological offspring of Israel. Do not do that. They're identity thieves and they're frauds. Jesus Christ said this in Revelation 2:9 and in Revelation 3:9. The Jews said it themselves in John chapter 8. They said, we've never been slaves. They're not the biologics. They ain't the biologics, folks. Who are the biologics? Well, they went to Europe. Why do you think the gospel goes to Europe? Jesus says, I didn't come for y'all. Looks at the Samaritan woman. Now, if she had preachers do it today, that Samaritan woman, oh my God, they'd put her up on a pallet of wood and have somebody carry it around. Oh, it's a double minority with a special needs child. Remember, Jesus goes up to the Samaritan woman, she got a demon-possessed kid. Jesus looks at her and says, I didn't come for y'all. Didn't come for your kin. Didn't come for your ethnos. Didn't come for your nation. Didn't come for your tribe. Didn't come for your race. Didn't come for y'all. I only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Get out of here. I don't even want to talk to you. Woman calls herself a dog. Jesus Christ agrees. Hello. She calls herself a dog. He says, look, I'm just a dog looking for a scrap. Jesus said, okay, yeah, you're a dog. I'll give you a scrap. Here's a scrap. I'll heal your kid. Now get out of here. Oh, that's ethnocentric. That's racist. That's Israel superiority complex. I only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Where did the house of Israel go? It goes to Europe. Do you understand why the Jews want to genocide the white race? I hope you're starting to understand. All right. Take care, brethren, Hebrews, for we become partakers of Christ. This book ain't written to the damned by God Jews. Damned by God. Let him who rejects the Lord be accursed. Maranatha. Hello. James 1:1. This is where I said the 12 tribes didn't disappear. James chapter 1, verse 1. To the 12 tribes dispersed abroad. Guess what? They were dispersed abroad. They weren't sitting there in Jerusalem. James 1:1. To the 12 tribes dispersed abroad. Dispersed abroad. Dispersed abroad. James is writing to the 12 tribes. He says they're dispersed abroad. They're not sitting there in Jerusalem. They've been dispersed abroad. Huh. Where did they go? Africa? China? Where did they go? Well, gee whiz. If James was trying to reach them, don't you think he'd write in a language that would reach them? What language did he write his letter to? He wrote it in a European language. He wrote it in Greek. Hello. Pay attention. There's a reason the Jews worked to genocide the white and Christian race. The 12 tribes were dispersed abroad. They didn't stay there. They left, gone, bye-bye. They go to Europe. That's why the Bible is written in a European tongue. That's why Paul goes to Europe. Jesus said, look, I didn't come for y'all. Okay, you're some dogs. I'll give you some scraps. Noah prophesied this. He said, the sons of Ham, you're going to be slaves to the sons of Shem and the sons of Japheth. And by the way, the sons of Japheth are going to dwell in the tents of Shem. What is the tent of Shem? It's the salvation that comes through Shem. European peoples dwell in the tents of Shem. They take over their tents, and they are under the covering of the salvation that comes through Shem. The 12 tribes dispersed to Europe. This is why there's a genocidal program against the European race. Races, if you want to look at it that way. Okay, look at your brothers. Look at our brothers in Southern Africa. A genocidal program led by the Jews to extinguish the white race in Southern Africa. Who do you think pushes for mass migration into the white countries? The damned by God Jews. In the Corinthians, let him who rejects the Lord be accursed. Maranatha. What verse is that? I'll give you the exact verse. All the way back. I love that. 1 Corinthians 16:22. If anyone does not love the Lord, he is to be accursed. Maranatha, do not pray for these damned by God, accursed people who call themselves Jews but are not, but are liars, and of the synagogue of Satan. Do not pray for them. Do not pray for them. Do not pray for that city in the Middle East. Why would you pray for a city in the Middle East? None of the apostles did. None of the epistles do. They're praying for European Christians and all who are in Christ. But those who reject Christ, who do not acknowledge him as Lord, may they be accursed. Let them be accursed. Maranatha, 1 Corinthians 16:22. Y'all are praying for a damned people. I mean that theologically, damned, accursed. 1 Thessalonians 2:16 said, and the wrath of God has come upon them even to the utmost. These people who call themselves Jews. All right, moving right along. Oh, and by the way, stop praying. Stop hoping for a third temple. First Peter. To those who reside as aliens scattered abroad throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, who are chosen, may grace and peace be yours. He's praying for peace for the Church of God in European regions. Well, that just sounds like white supremacy to me. Well, maybe you need to adopt a little white supremacy, because I'm just telling you what the Bible says. I'm just telling you what the Holy Scriptures say. 1 Peter 5, verse 14, peace be to all who are in Christ. Stop praying for that dusty city in the Middle East. Stop praying for a people who identifies themselves as Antichrist. Their identity literally rests upon the rejection of Jesus Christ. Any Jew, their identity rests upon the rejection of Jesus Christ. And for those Jews that are supposedly converts, then say what Peter said. Say what Paul said. Say what Paul said. He says, the Jews murdered Jesus Christ. The Jews murdered the prophets. The wrath of God has come upon them to the utmost. They're hostile to all people. They prevent people from hearing the gospel so that they can be saved. Speak like Paul said. Speak like Paul did. You know, if you say you're a Jew and you converted, why would you brag about being a Jew? Why? Do not equate a Jew with the children of Israel. Do not do that. Do not equate some guy that says they're a Jew with the biologics of Israel. These people have been converting people since the book of Esther. They were converting people, the Edomites, Esau, 100 years before Christ was born. King Herod the Great tried to murder Jesus Christ. He was an Edomite. He's not a, he was not a biologic of Israel. Jesus Christ warned, he tells us straight up. I know, I'm getting excited. He says, these people that call themselves Jews, but they're not. They're liars. They're the synagogue of Satan. Here's your third temple. Here's your third temple. 1 Peter 2, verse 14. Come to him. Come to who? To Jesus. As to a living stone, which has been rejected by men, but is precious in the sight of God, and you as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. All right. You want to pray for the peace of Jerusalem? That's it. Pray for the church. Pray for the church of God in Jesus Christ. Don't pray for a dusty city in the Middle East. We've gone off. We're trying to become, well, that's why they call it Judeo-Christian. It's become an Antichrist cult where you worship the people that have rejected Jesus Christ. Bible says, let all who do not acknowledge the Lord be accursed, be accursed, be accursed. Lord, let those people, let those Antichrist people who've stolen your name be accursed in Jesus' name. Lord, let all who call themselves Jews but are not, but are liars and are of the synagogue of Satan, may they be accursed. May they be accursed of God in Jesus' name. You can pray that. You can pray that. 1 Corinthians 16, 22, Revelation 2, 9, Revelation 3, 9. Denethes front. Where do the sons of Israel go? Where do the biologics go? They go to Europe. They go to Europe. Why do you think the gospel goes to Europe? Who becomes Christendom? Now, if God was this diverse and tolerant guy, wouldn't he write like an epistle in like, I don't know, Swahili, maybe another one in Nahuatl, maybe another one in Chinese, maybe one in Japanese, maybe one in Egyptian or Aramaic again. How about another Holy Scripture written in Hebrew, like the old ones? No, he's done. He's done with that nonsense. These people that call themselves Jews, they're not Jews. They're liars or they're the synagogue of Satan. Okay? He writes them exclusively in a European tongue, the European tongue. He writes them in Greek. John, into John, in the book of John. Okay, who comes up to Jesus? Who looks for Jesus Christ? Who looks for Jesus Christ? Who looks for Jesus Christ at the end of the gospel according to St. John? Europeans do. And the Greeks came up, they approached Andrew, and then they went to Philip, a couple of the disciples. Not sure I get those names right. They said, we want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. The Europeans are coming and say, we want to see Jesus. What does Jesus Christ do? He says, okay, now it's time. He says, now it's time. Now it's time for the Son of Man to be glorified. Why? Because the Europeans came to find Jesus Christ. Who becomes Christendom? The Europeans, the white race becomes Christendom. Stop praying for these people that call themselves Jews. 1 Corinthians 16, 22. See if I can pull it out again. Let them be accursed. May they be accursed. May they be accursed. Lord, those people who define themselves literally by the rejection of Jesus Christ, may they be accursed. May they be accursed. May they be accursed. Stop praying for them, church. Go back and read the book of Esther. That's one of the core books that defines who and what a Jew is, where they came from, what they believe in. They're an antichrist people before the time of Christ. In the entire book of Esther, there's no prayers to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's no prayers to the God of Moses. There's no reference to God in the book of Esther. There's no reference to God in the book of Esther. They neglect and deny and reject the festivals that Moses set up. They create a whole new festival, whole new national holiday to the God of chance, to Purim. You want to know they want to wipe out the white and Christian race or the light bearers or the Christ bearers as a race? Where did the 12 lost tribes go? They go to Europe and they mingle with the nations of Europe, the white races. David had ruddy skin and beautiful eyes. He had beautiful eyes, ruddy skin and beautiful eyes. Who are the beautiful women of the Bible? Sarah. Who's Jesus Christ? He's the son of David. All right, that's enough for now. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com.